All right, let's see. I'm gonna start. I think this all started mostly in 1996. This is the first time the Avs came to Colorado, which is also the first time I came to Colorado, but I was 5 years old. So I really didn't understand hockey back then, mostly because I understand lots of sports. I only understood like soccer or football. But we moved from California to here, so the only sports teams I ever supported were the Broncos, because that's my dad's favorite team. But he got a position to move up, and we moved to Denver. It was pretty crazy, pretty rowdy, but I didn't understand, honestly, what was going on back then or what were they were celebrating. So it took a couple of years to kind of cement that in my head of what happened. And as that started going, I think I actually started actually falling in love with the team in 2000, when I was actually paying attention to sports, and obviously in Denver, the big hockey town, considering the Avs moved from Quebec and obviously winning their first Stanley Cup the first year they moved here. Like ice skating and hockey rinks, and understanding what Denver was, how Denver was way different than California, which you don't have that there. You can't experience that, And so a couple of my friends had a couple of Avs jerseys on, had a Forsberg one. And then they took me, my dad's friend took me to an Avs game that same autumn. I think it was November. And he had sweet tickets, so I was excited. So we went to the Pepsi Center. Not Pepsi Center, Pepsi Center. Because we went to the McNichol Center before, but that was just the Nuggets and the Avs, and I never been there, so I never went to McNichol Center, which honestly was sad for me because I never experienced that. People know what that is. Even my dad explained it to me now. I'm just lost because it's like part of my memory I don't remember. We went to the Pepsi Center. Obviously, it's brand new. It's this amazing venue. Had the All-Star game that 2012-01 season. Got my Patrick Waugh jersey because when I used to play outside of my friends, I'd play goalie. That's why I used to play as a soccer player. And so I just got used to the movements, and my dad bought me a couple pads. So anyways, back to that game. I think we played the Canucks. It was a regular season game. I think we won 3-1. I don't remember really vaguely. But point is, I fell in love. The atmosphere was amazing. I mean, it was electrifying. It was outstanding. I mean, the type of fans we had, how supportive we were. I started reading the roster because my dad printed out the roster of everybody who was playing. It was like going to training camp and seeing everybody there. And I'm just trying to like look at every player, like come back on the bench and after every line, every shift. And then my dad's friend, the one that took us there, he was explaining the game to me, and I just fell in love. I love the physicality of it, the speed, the finesse with some of our forwards like Forsberg, Sakic. And then I think what honestly put me over the edge was Patrick Waugh. I mean, some of the saves he made, and I'm just astounded with, I don't know, the lightning in his glove and the way he, I don't know, the physicality he put in it, as also as a continuing defenseman and forwards that were trying to put himself in front of the net. And just, I don't know, that made me like the position even more. And so I was hooked. And then as I was like watching SportsCenter, the ads would actually come on SportsCenter, not like nowadays where all you hear is basketball. LeBron James, you hear about the Rod Blake trade, and then I kind of lost track until the playoffs started. So I was busy with school and other things as a 10-year-old, and I was actually sad because that summer, I would go to my uncle's house, where we stayed over, and he would watch. He'd be busy watching the Lakers or some other things like novellas. So we came back to Denver, and just in time for game one of the New Jersey series, and I was hooked. And we went to game one, and I can't describe to you the feeling. I mean, I went to game one versus the Wild 2 years ago, and it was like bringing back to heaven. It's just amazing. I can't fall in love with another team. And the way we took game one was, it was like 5-0, I believe. Yeah, it was 5-0. I don't know. I was just starstruck. I mean, the Avs, the way the players, the way the fans, the way the whole thing became just one, like this one bubble, and it was just the electricity. I just can't describe it. I have no idea how to describe it. I mean, it was amazing. And knowing that we were down 3-2 going into game six, going back to New Jersey, the feeling of heartbreak, knowing that the team was gonna like give you to the climax of you're about to win it all, and then all of a sudden you hit like a low, but you're riding with them the whole time. It was just amazing. And then Wall was outstanding. He really fell back in love with it. He put the team in the position where they could score, and after shutting out the first two periods, I believe, was a game six. Taking that back to Denver, and then a surprise game where my dad took me to game seven. So I went to game seven of the Stanley Cup final, and that's a moment I'll never forget. I mean, we saw the Broncos win championships, but there was nothing like being there, nothing like being at the game and watching Joe Sakic hand the cup to Bork. Obviously, it's not only embedded in my mind as a kid watching it live, but it's obviously embedded in everybody's mind watching it on TV or, the commissioner and NHL history, because that's one of the top, it was one of the top moments in NHL history. And having and understanding that Ray Bourque spent so many years trying to win the cup and then he won it with us, I felt like gratitude. And then until a couple of years later after that, I understood the whole mission accomplished. It was only just winning it for us because of the players that were leaving and the team would look different, but also understanding that it was also for Ray and we wanted to win the cup with Ray, and watching the videos, and I don't know, it's just things cemented with me years later what was going on, because I kind of couldn't comprehend. I was just stuck in the moment. And I've been hooked since. I play goalie as a kid, and then as I grow up now, I still play goalie. I play street hockey, and when I can, every once in a while, I play ice hockey. Top sport, it's the best sport, and the Avs are my team, and that's how I became an Avs fan.